So in today's episode, we're talking about two key fascinating ideas. They're called the absurd and the sublime. The absurd and the sublime. Now, they probably sound a little bit abstract, don't they? But they are words to describe feelings that we've all experienced in our time here on Earth. So the absurd is where life feels random and meaningless, like it's one big cosmic joke of some sort. The sublime, on the other hand, is when we feel overwhelmed by beauty, power, or vastness. We'll explore these two ideas and see how they shape our world. So let's go into them individually. The absurd first. Think of it like this: trying to build a puzzle with pieces that don't fit and no picture to guide you. It's like feeling of wanting life to have a clear meaning or purpose, but finding in fact that the universe offers nothing in that regard. Think of standing on the edge of the Grand Canyon. You might feel a kind of emptiness, a reminder of how small and insignificant you are in the grand scheme of things. It's humbling and it's unsettling. You might ask questions such as, what's the point in my life when something is this vast and this ancient? Is there any meaning? Albert Camus, who's a famous philosopher, explored this in, and something we've talked about before, the myth of Sisyphus. He compared human life to a man rolling a boulder uphill, only to watch it roll back down over and over again. Life doesn't come with a manual, does it? Or a sort of guaranteed meaning. But Camus argued that it doesn't have to be depressing. Instead, we should choose to embrace the absurd and create our own purpose, our own meaning. It's pretty freeing, really. Saying, well, if the universe doesn't decide my meaning, I get to write my own story. So that's the absurd. So, what about the sublime then? So, let's look at that. While the absurd can feel chaotic, the sublime is about awe. It's the feeling you get when you look at the night sky with all of the stars there, or you maybe hear an orchestra crescendo. It's overwhelming, but in a beautiful way, a great way. Let's use the Grand Canyon example again as a comparative. While it may make you feel small and insignificant, it can also leave you in awe, can't it? The sheer size, the vastness, the layers of ancient rock, the way the light changes, the colours on the brick throughout the day, the sheer depth of it. It's almost too much for your mind to process. Maybe it's the ocean. When you look at the ocean and you see how big and powerful it is, it just leaves you in awe. When you think about how big the sun is compared to the earth, it leaves you in awe. That's the sublime. The beauty and power of something bigger and more powerful than us. Immanuel Kant and philosophers like him believe that sublime isn't just about nature. It's about our ability to think beyond ourselves. Kant says that the sublime happens when we try to understand something vast or infinite, even though we know we never fully can. It's like stretching your mind as far as it can go and then feeling amazed that you even try or tried. What about a more everyday example? What about standing in the middle of a thunderstorm? It can be scary for some people, but it's thrilling as well. The power of nature reminds us how fragile we are, but it also connects us to something greater. It's that power, it's that vastness, it's that strength, that feeling of, well, wow, what created this? What, it just stretches your mind instead of like the absurd thinking about life as being pointless because there are things so big and powerful. This is actually about appreciating and being in awe of such things. So how do they interact, the absurd and the sublime? Although they can seem like opposites, they aren't. They're connected. Both confront us with things that we can't fully understand. Let's use the Grand Canyon example again. On one hand, it is absurd. It makes you think about how small and short-lived human life is compared to something so ancient. But on the other hand, it's sublime because it inspires awe and reminds you that you're part of something much bigger than yourself. In life, these feelings can go hand in hand. When we confront life's absurdity, we might feel lost or overwhelmed, which can sometimes lead to nihilism. But then a moment of the sublime can remind us of the beauty and mystery in the chaos, and that's what can inspire us. It's like seeing both the struggle and the wonder of being alive. Maybe let's bring this into the modern world a little bit. For the absurd, think about your daily commute. You're stuck in traffic, staring at brake lights, wondering why you're spending so much of your life doing this same bollocks. That's the absurd, searching for meaning in a situation that feels, in fairness, completely pointless. The sublime might be listening to a piece of music that gives you goosebumps, or watching a rocket launch into space where human ingenuity means the vast unknown. These moments remind us what's possible even in a chaotic world. But here's another thought. What happens when we lose touch with the sublime? For example, calculators have made us forget how to do mental math for the average man. Spell check weakened our spelling abilities. An AI now capable of playing chess better than humans. We might lose our sense of mastery in some areas. Is it worth thinking about? Let's think about how we can live with both the absurd and the sublime. Life is unpredictable and messy, but it's also full of breathtaking moments, isn't it? Maybe the key to embrace the absurd is accepting that life won't make any sense while actively seeking out the sublime. Next time you feel stuck in a routine, try to find something awe-inspiring in your day. A sunrise, a powerful book, or even taking a moment to look at a beautiful relationship between a dog and a human. Life doesn't come with a manual, but it does come with moments that take your breath away, doesn't it? And that's it. You know, we need to understand both sides of the coin, essentially, in that respect. And actually, both can exist. Both can be things that can make us humble, but then there are also things that can inspire us to become the best we can be. And that's what this is all about. This is a takeaway thought experiment. Can something be both absurd and sublime at the same time? So picture this: an astronaut floating in space. Maybe you're the astronaut, staring at Earth from millions of miles away. On one hand, it's absurd, isn't it? How tiny, small, and fragile we are in the vastness of space. But on the other hand, it's sublime, isn't it? How beautiful and interconnected things are. Think about moments in your own life then. Have you ever felt both overwhelmed by the chaos of life and also uplifted by its beauty? If so, you've touched on something deeply human.